You have clients George Jones and Tammy Wynette?
Right.
That was an interesting story because the two of them separated. And did you bring them back together?
Right. I didn't represent George at that time. I represented Tammy Wynette, and we booked her all over everything. And George has straightened his life out, and there was some conversation about maybe the possibility of getting the two of them together again for a tour. Now, Tammy was remarried to a guy by the name of George Ritchie, who was a good producer and a good friend of ours. And it was his brother that actually negotiated the two of them to say they would tour together. The Halsey Company represented that tour. We made a big splash. George and Tammy together again, first time in 10 years, whatever it was. Only available here. We picked the best PACs, the best places to play. We did about 30 days. And it was a sensational tour. Got a lot of press. Back together, they recorded a record again. It was just one of the best shows in country music out there at that time. Mr. Jones, George, was so impressed with the thoroughness of our Halsey booking company. He said, I'd like for you to represent me. And, of course, he straightened his life out and was just right on the ball there. So we signed a 3-year contract with him to represent George Jones, you know, one of the legends in country music. Well, we started a tour with him. And he missed the first 30 days. Some places he was even there in the bus and didn't get out of the bus. I don't know what had happened, but some dramatic change in his life had caused him to change his style of living at that time. So it became expensive for us to follow that around because every time he would miss a date in Wichita or Kansas City, we'd get a lawsuit against the company the next day. Now, we clearly stated in our contract that we were not liable and functioned merely as an agent, but when they sue you, then you have to hire a lawyer in Kansas City to go in and get your case dismissed. So I had 30 dates out there that we had booked and 30 lawsuits, and each one of them we got dismissed. But it cost us $1,000 to $1,500 legal fee in each. So at the end of 30 days, I had like $30,000, $40,000 out the window. So I wrote him this nice letter and told him, I said, we appreciate and respect your artistry in that and wish you the best, but I sent him a 3-year contract back. George Jones, I said, we can't afford to continue. And that was fine. Then about a year and a half after that, I ran into him at the Grand Ole Opry. And I was just backstage visiting with him, and he said, say, Halsey, he said, I want to talk to you. He said, those agents of yours are just booking me too far. I can't make those kind of jumps. And I said, well, Mr. Jones, we haven't represented you for a year and a half. Now, since that time, I'm so happy to say that he is remarried. This has been the last 10, 12 years. And his new wife, Nancy, has really, they've got him on a good track. And he's a responsible person that's made all of his dates and satisfied the customers and the fans alike. And he's doing really good. And I see him from time to time. When he was here in Tulsa, I spent about an hour on the bus just visiting with him. And I have the greatest respect for George Jones.
Everyone must pitch a song to you. They know that you can make it happen if it's right. Even some young people who maybe became a big name. I'm referring to the Hansons.
Well, I had already sold my agency to William Morris, the William Morris Company. And I was doing a series of lectures, and this has been about, I don't know, 12, 15 years ago. And I did one here in Tulsa at the Sheraton. I'm telling everybody at the audience there, you know, you've just got to be persistent. You got to get your foot in the door. Don't be afraid to make a phone call. I said, don't be afraid to take rejection, because if you don't make the call, you're never going to get in the door. So that next morning, I was awakened at 7 o'clock, and it was a gentleman identified himself as Walter Hansen. He said, I have these three young sons that are terrific musicians, and they're writing songs, and they're good. And said, I'd like for you to hear them. And I said, well, fine, send me a demo and I'll be happy to. He said, no, they're in the lobby of the hotel right now performing here. He said, I paid $50 to hear you talk last night. And you said, don't give up, get your foot in the door, don't be afraid to make the phone call. And he said, that's what I'm doing, I'm making a phone call. Well, what else could I do? I had to get up then, and I went down. And those kids were terrific. I mean, it's 15 years ago, those kids were terrific. I told him, I said, you know, I'm not doing this anymore. I said, I've got the Oak Ridge Boys, but that's the only thing I'm doing. But these kids are so good. I want to put you in touch with my attorney in Los Angeles, a gentleman by the name of Bill Coben, who still represented us and had for our company, because I think that they have the possibility of being big stars. So they did contact Bill Coben, and Bill Coben worked. They got him their manager, helped get him the record deal, and then the rest is history. Those kids went on. But Bill Coben remained their attorney up until just a couple of years ago when he retired.
So you did spot something, obviously, in them immediately.
Oh, they were great, yeah. If I still had my agency, I would have signed them in a minute.
Did you ever think you spotted somebody and they fizzled?
Yeah, a number of times. Some of them just imploded themselves as well. Sure, it doesn't always work. What you are reading about that book and what you're seeing and hearing about me are all the successes that I've had. Now, I wouldn't have had all those successes if I hadn't had a lot of failures, too. I encourage everybody to fail. If you never fail, you're never going to have a success.
Because there's learning that...
There's learning, and you got to get right up and go after it. Maybe you change your position a little bit, maybe you do something else, but nothing wrong with failing.
So then there were performers that you thought, man, these guys are going to be hot.
Oh, absolutely, yeah.
Just went down the tube.
Right.
It just did not work at all.
Right.
Maybe they did have the talent, but they didn't have the character or whatever to pull it off.
There are a lot of different circumstances, and sometimes you can fail just as easily by being ahead of the times as you can by being behind the times.
Did you ever miss out on some talent because you misjudged them and you thought they're not going to make it?
No, but I miss talent. I know Vince Gill told me one time, Sid, man, I wanted to sign with your agency so bad, but said I could never get past the receptionist. And I said, you know, I would love to have represented you, and I don't understand that. Our receptionists were told that everybody is a potential star, whether you know them or not. And we looked at everybody. So I don't know whether he got somebody that was on the desk during a sick time or what, but we never connected. But I have a lot of respect for Vince Gill. He's one of the great talents.
But as tenacious as you were, he probably should have been more tenacious than letting the receptionist block him.
You never know, you know, things like
right,
that.
Right. What about Garth Brooks?
Well, Garth Brooks is an exceptional talent and one of the great Oklahoma pride people. I might not have had a shot at him anyway, but if I had, I certainly would have recognized him because he's my type of act. He's a spectacular act. He's a Roy Clark type of performer where he does everything, and he does it from one side of the stage to the other to hanging by the rafters.
I don't need to dwell on this, but did you try to secure him as a client?
No, I'd already sold our company. Okay. The only thing I was involved with was the Oak Ridge Boys at that time.